This is Access All Areas on FUBAR Radio with Bobby Norris.
Good evening, guys. It is Access All Areas. We are live on FUBAR Radio, and I'm Bobby Norris. And tonight we have got a little guest co-host. We've got Miss Hayley Palmer. How are you doing, Hay?
I'm really good, Bobby, and I've got my hairbrush with me,
okay,
just in case my hair's out of place.
Brushing them extensions.
We don't say that, Bobby, on air.
I'm
a natural beauty. What are you talking about?
You can be a natural beauty with a head full of Easy Locks. Other brands are available, but make sure you hook up Hayley and give her a free set.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, we always have a jam-packed show for you, and tonight is obviously no different. We're here to spill the tea. So, I got a little pre-record that I did with Bag of Chips last week. I think I did the pre-record, who appeared on season one of RuPaul's Drag Race. And we've got Nadia from The Apprentice giving us all the tea. She's fresh out of The Apprentice hair. So it's exciting. It's a reality special. Light and shade, we go from Drag Race to Apprentice. But as you know, we always start with showbiz gossip. And we've got the lovely Emily in the house. Ems, what's going down in showbiz town?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, everyone.
What's going down? A busy week in showbiz? Tell me.
Well, the Brits is coming up.
Okay.
Yes. Are
the
you going?
This weekend. Maybe going to the only an after party, because I can't bother to do the red carpet.
The after parties are the best, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
It's all about the after party.
It's like some Scotch brand. Maybe vodka.
Scotch as in Scotland or alcohol Scotch?
As in shots.
Okay. Like, is Jack Daniel? Oh, no, that's whiskey.
Yeah, see, I don't know the brand.
No.
So some alcoholic
party. Well, we're not here to plug them anyway. So you're
going
to get an after party.
Yeah, so
out
that
of
should
it.
Be good. And the theme is like silver disc. I don't really know. Something cool.
Oh.
Something means I can wear not a lot of clothes, but a lot of glitter. Yeah. Which is...
That sounds like up your street,
like the festival. I've had my day in silver items.
I bet you have.
A lot.
But yeah, so the Brits... I used to think it was on a Wednesday. On a weekday.
It used to be on a Wednesday.
Right?
10 years ago, definitely.
Oh my God, I show my age.
No, but I'm here for a Wednesday night. It confuses me when it's on a Saturday night. I'm like... Oh, we're watching Gladiators. What's going on?
Yeah.
Is that because it goes out live now? It was always pre-recorded a day before, wasn't it, Brits? It never was a live event for obvious reasons. Allegedly, for obvious reasons. But I think now they're like, let's just go with it.
Oh.
So I think that's what Saturday night bums on seats at home. I think.
Right.
Yeah, because I remember, when I was a kid, it used to be on like a Wednesday or a Thursday or like a Tuesday or something. But yeah, so Brits is coming this weekend. Yeah. There were rumours that One Direction were going to be...
Oh, that'd be nice. Little tribute.
Yeah, like reuniting. And everyone had been saying it, but apparently that's not going to be happening now.
Oh, no. Yeah. Which one's pissed on the chips?
I think they've all... I think they're all just a little bit like, it's too soon.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, it probably is, actually.
Yeah.
After Liam's passing, which is obviously... Especially because there's still stories in the news about everything. Like, I saw something today about, like, his blood or something. I was like, I'm not clicking on that.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was like, what was found? Something like that. Something that was just a bit like... We don't need to be nervous.
Because
about
the last couple of weeks, I mean, I'm not even going to open the can of worms, but there's been some wild accusations coming out.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I remember the night it happened. Funny enough, I just got home from filming Access. And I saw, you know, as we do, like, well, I'm very open about it. The first thing I look at when I wake up is my phone.
Yeah.
And it's the last thing I look at. I know it's a terrible habit. Some people go, leave
too.
It downstairs. No, I can't.
No, I can't do it.
No, because
it gives me anxiety.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's my alarm. It ain't because it's my alarm. I just love the sosh. But anyway, long story short, I saw it and, like, literally, I think within minutes. No, actually, I think I found out because we won't say who or what, but photos had come out.
Yeah.
And I'm in putting a post up going, before I go to bed, I've just got to put, is this the world we live in? And people justified it. They're like, well, he's a celebrity.
Gross.
Well, I'm like, let's just take celebrity out of it. That's someone's father, son, friend, brother. Whatever your job is, I don't think there's ever an okay time.
Yeah. So that's like, I get it, because I think everyone was obviously really excited. I remember it actually because I think I had done the show.
I think it was that night, yeah.
Yeah, it was, yeah. And then I think we spoke quite the next week. So sadly, they're probably not going to be reuniting. But at the same time, I don't know whether you guys saw that Zayn performed in Louis Wen.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they hadn't spoken in years. So that was nice. It's obviously really sad that Liam's passed.
Do you think there will ever be a proper tour? Like, will the four boys do something in honour?
I reckon they'll do like a shirt like the Royal Albert Hall or something.
Yeah.
Just like a one-off.
Because I love One Direction songs.
Mm. Yeah.
So like a little medley of One Direction.
Yeah. I was never hardcore. I think because I'm like, because I'm 23 now.
I was thinking.
I was about six or seven weeks too old.
Yeah, I think.
Were you more like, take that? Who's your favourite?
Pissed off. What are you saying?
No, but like back in the day,
you're more like the Beatles.
I was whoever had a salt in it. I'll be honest,
right?
Boyzone, Westside. There was a salt in every band.
Every single one. Yeah.
And do you know what? Going on to the next story. One Direction might not be reuniting, but apparently Five are.
I saw that Ab said in the week.
He was like,
come on.
Yeah, but I think they did like a, maybe like a secret little show today or something. It was pending. They uploaded like their Instagram.
Look, I'm sorry. I play Five songs when I go and DJ tonight. And honestly, people are like, even the Bankers and Canary Wharf, they're just tapping their feet. And
I'm like,
guys, let's get down. Come on.
There was a few salts in Five as well. Because funny you should say that. Was it really him? Again, I was half asleep. First thing I looked at this morning was my phone, just in case anyone was wondering. And there was a bit of a salt dancing around a bed, and someone said, I'm married. So I'm not sure if it was Abs or Scott from Five, or if it was someone who just looks like
I think
like
Scott
him.
Was the mysterious one, wasn't he? No, I like it Richie.
I like Richie with the baby blue eyes.
Like Tiffany boxes.
I tried to get an interview with him, but apparently he's moved to Australia or New Zealand
or somewhere. Zoom, darling. There's always a Zoom.
He's coming back. He must be coming
back.
He's doing a little tour. Yeah.
Come on, Five.
And it was like Jay. He was like the edgy one, but like the high brow piercing.
But Abs, let's get him on the show because he's brilliant fun, isn't he?
Let's get him all on.
David Samuel represents him.
I think my agent looks after him.
There we go. We've got it.
Because he was on Big Brother, wasn't he?
Yes. Or Celebs Go Dating as well.
Was he? I think he...
We can get some extra chairs in here.
We've got a lot of five knowledge we've discovered.
That was all salt.
So moving
on from the sexy boy band.
Bit of a change, but... The new Dumbledore.
That took a left turn.
We like to mix it up. What's she going to do?
What's she going to do?
John Lithgow. You guys are looking at me as if to
go. I only know about boy bands. That's it.
I know John. I know. Not personally. Yeah, but we know John.
Yeah, so apparently he's going to be playing Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter TV show.
No, I think I've spoke about this on Access before, and I think people like shit the bed when I admitted this.
Oh, you haven't seen them?
I've never seen a single Harry Potter.
Me neither,
right,
Bobby.
Shut up. No. I've never met anyone in my life that's never...
I've never met anyone because people are like blown away by that statement.
Yeah.
Why haven't we?
I'm blown away by that statement.
Because I'm too young. You're a lot older than me. That's the thing, Emily.
Bobby, you're so right.
You know when people go, I've gone to Harry Potter World. I'm like, why? I know he lives under the stairs,
doesn't he? With the little man. I mean, we've all been there.
I don't even know that.
The little, what's he called? Not Bob.
The little man.
Bobby.
Dobby.
Does he live under the stairs with a little man?
Dobby's an elf.
Have you ever lived with a little man, Hayley?
No, they're always big.
Always, yeah. In what sense? So it's like a TV series now, not a film.
So they're doing, and to be fair, I'm like, I feel like Harry Potter was only on like not that long ago.
2 weeks ago.
To be revamping it, whatever it is they're doing.
There's still one at the end of Shaftesbury Avenue. I mean, JK, I wouldn't mind being a quid behind her.
Oh, do you mean the musical?
Yeah.
It's not a musical.
I've never seen it. It's a theatre show.
Yeah, it is, sorry. Yeah, it is. Yeah. But there's not like, la la la, Harry Potter.
Have you seen that?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it good or depressing?
It's long.
My attention span's like 15 minutes.
Long?
Two parts, like two and a half hour parts.
Oh, fuck, it's like the Titanic. Forget it.
Honestly, it's so long.
And we all knew the boat was going to sink. That's the thing. It's only because Leo was in it.
I could only watch the first half of the Titanic. That's it.
What, because Leo dies?
I don't like it
when the boat starts going wrong.
Yeah.
She's like, they all just have a little dance.
I like the romance bit only.
Won't he beautiful? But I mean, he's still
sorry.
So
sorry. Can we take a moment for Leo?
We can take more than a moment. We can take the whole show. We've got to get him. Leo on next week. Yeah, just going to speak to my producer about
that. No, but his eyes, he's everything.
He's the baby blues.
Check.
Yeah.
Check.
And then the bitch just was like, you can die now because I'm going to have this door.
Yeah.
I would have kicked Kate off. Sorry, Kate. Get her off. Get Leo on.
There was room for both of them on there.
100%.
There was room.
Have you been on a cruise ship?
Never, because I've seen Titanic.
That's exactly why I was scared. And when you see the dormitories, it is like Titanic.
Yeah.
No.
And I get seasick. But apart from that, if Leo was looking after me...
But there are some amazing cruises out there, and I would be, I'd be open to going on them, because I know it's not 1912 anymore.
And do you know what? My dad's on a cruise at the moment in South America.
Oh, God, touch wood.
Oh, bless your dad. Where's he going to?
I mean, I don't know. It's somewhere in South America.
Okay.
But anyway.
Vegas, LA. See, I'm all for, because I'm a little bit of a nerd. Again, a lot of people don't ever think this about me because I just look so cool. But I do love a bit of history.
Oh, do you? Did you do history at school?
I loved history. I fancied the history teacher.
There we go. The truth comes out.
Yeah, truth comes out. I hated geography. My school report said the only geography Bobby knows is his way home.
Even know that.
Don't do it, kids. But it's to go to the local shop back when you could buy 10 B&H.
Oh,
I was old enough, kids.
That was so joke.
I was old enough to buy them. I just asked someone to buy them.
And some hooch.
Well, no, not at school. I weren't trash. I'm a classy boy. I went to Eton, darling. Eton.
It's because I'm from Portsmouth.
That's where the Mary Rose is. That is another boat that sunk.
Did you go on a school trip?
Yeah, with my history teacher.
Did you get like a pencil sharp there?
Well, we won't go there.
I'm sorry for another time.
Any other showbiz stories before Brady gets me nicked?
So... Rihanna is a strong rumour for Glastonbury.
And, oh.
Yeah, and is apparently also going to be doing some UK shows.
Ooh.
As in, I read it on a newspaper, so it must be
true. Do you think truth or bullshit lie?
I feel like true.
Because she's kind of had a little bit of a moment in the...
Yeah.
The disappearing.
And she obviously had like her kids and she did like her Fenty stuff. And I reckon true. But I don't know if it's just because I'm trying to manifest it because I would sell my soul to see Rihanna.
Really? Oh, wow.
Okay.
Fenty's allegedly earning serious dough. I wouldn't be surprised if she's earning more through foundation than she is through songs. And that's not being a shady bitch because I love a bit of Riri. But her makeup's meant to be banging.
I think because she was like one of the first people to do such a massive range
of
good
skin colour.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, but yeah, she's apparently a very, very strong rumour.
I'm here for it.
Yeah. I've never done Glastonbury.
No, I don't camp.
No, same. Why do people do it voluntarily? I don't understand.
Don't get it.
No, but I've got Hunter Wellies, but I've never really broken me.
Oh, sexy.
Got a lovely peg. I was going to go one year. I was like, buy the Wellies.
Yeah, you've got to have all the gear and no idea, but I don't.
So it's like Hunter Wellies. And everything. So I bought little denim shorts.
Oh, nice.
I envisioned like Heatwave.
Yeah.
And it was the one where it was just like fucking mudslides in a tent.
It's not for me, but I admit it. I'd rather stay in a 6-star hotel.
Well, we're not all greedy. 5 stars, fine. As long as there's room service.
No, but like when I was at school, I went camping in year 7, went to the New Forest. And it's
where
just,
is New Forest? Is that where Robin Hood's from? Where's the New Forest?
So there's Southampton. You know where Southampton is?
Heard of it.
Right, you go along.
Involuntarily.
And then there's the New Forest, and then there's Bournemouth. But you'd really like the New Forest. There's some beautiful health spas down there.
Okay.
And like horses and sheep.
Because you weren't selling it with the camping.
No. Do you know Epping Forest? Anyone ever took you Epping Forest, David?
Anyone ever taken you there?
You look like a girl that's been around Epping Forest.
No.
Some lovely scenic walks.
What, is it in Essex?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's in Epping.
Right, got it.
Epping
Forest. Epping Forest.
What do you do there?
Well, whatever you fancy.
Well, you can do dog walks. A lot of things. It's a forest. So.
Right. What have you done there?
It's just notorious for...
Like a lovely scenic walk.
That's exactly it.
With your partner, I'd imagine.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Anyway,
Amazon has just bought James Bond, kind of. They have the rights for it. So they're going to be doing something.
Amazon's
but they've changed.
Kiked.
I know. It's wild. But apparently, like, the people that have been running it for ages, like producing it or whatever, aren't going to be involved in it anymore. So it's like a whole new team. So everyone's like, what's going to happen? Are they going to do a show? who's going to replace Daniel Craig? Like,
and who is going to replace Daniel Craig?
Well, I didn't want to say anything. There's an exclusive.
Bobby.
They're going to have their first gay Bond.
You'd be amazing.
I would be amazing.
Because if you see Bobby in real life, you're like a lot taller and more stunning in real life.
Bless you.
Yeah, you are.
You can come again. Let's sack it off.
When you walk in the room, you always take my breath away. I'm like, wow. He's like, it's a vibe.
Okay, someone wants to be a Bond girl. So yeah. She's
well, you
just
can be my girl.
Yeah, there we go.
I'm actually, no, you can't because I'm gay. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
You can be like his sidekick, like his right-hand woman.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Let's go.
That'll be good outfits.
Yeah. I'll be like James Bond / the hairdresser. Like, we'd be friends. Like, GBF. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. There we go. You heard it here first.
Is Amazon hearing this? Because we have a whole new story.
Yeah,
we've
got it sorted.
We've got it sorted.
So, well, I know there was rumours, but I think there has been forever and a day since Doctor Who kind of started mixing things up.
Mm.
But some people was like, is it sexist for it to still be James Bond? Should we have a Jenny Bond? Do you think we will? Not the royal commentator. Or like a Jasmine Bond. Do you think Amazon would go that far and go, fuck it, let's have a Janet Bond?
I reckon Amazon is way too scared to do that.
You think that's taking the piss a bit to go?
I think that'd be fucking sick, but I think they're...
I want to see a James Bond. I want to see a...
I'd love to have like a woman.
Oh, would you?
Yeah.
Oh, so thanks. So basically Amazon are now cancelling my contract. I think let's have a gay Bond first.
Yeah. And then have the... But yeah, so people obviously, the names are being thrown around, Henry Cavill, blah, 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 blah.
Bobby Norris. well, lovely. I hated to do that spoiler, but I think you all deserve to know.
Yes.
Always an absolute pleasure. Yeah. We've got like literally 30 seconds. What's going on this week? Anything showbiz? Red carpets?
I mean, nothing. Oh, have you seen that Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande are going to be performing at the Oscars?
Shut up.
Oh,
yeah, I know.
Love that.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to get you back on.
Have you seen Wicked?
No. God, they're going to take my rainbow flag off me.
Oh, my God.
We're lucky I'm James Bond now, so it don't matter. Emily, always a pleasure. Thank you, darling.
Thanks for having me.
You're so welcome. Guys, we're going to take a little break, and then we've got my little pre-record from last week with Bag of Chips. So tune in, we'll be back in two.
Access All Areas continues next. Foobar Radio.
Foobar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on Foobar Radio.
I am joined now by Ricardo Mighty. He is the CEO of Mighty Labs.
I just think if you're going to get into crypto, you just can't think short term. If you're trying to, I don't know, like pay your bills next month and you think I'm going to invest in crypto this month and then I'm going to take the gains out and do something with, you just can't think like that because 99.9% of the time, the market doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works how it's going to work. The longer you have your investment in crypto, most likely the better it will do.
You're listening to Foobar Radio.
Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Foobar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Foobar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
Yay! The Foobar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
It was calm on the beach, so I took my little girl out on the water. Then we hit the wind, and it blew us out to sea, faster than we could paddle back. And we learned our lesson from these guys, the crew who got us home. Thank you.
Respect the water and watch out for the winds. In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Registering to vote means you can take part in the way decisions are made in the UK. When you register to vote, you are then able to cast your vote at local and national elections. You can help choose who runs your area and makes decisions about things you care about. Millions of people in the UK aren't registered to vote, and they miss out on having their voice heard. It's quick and easy to register. It only takes 5 minutes. You can do it online, or you can ask for a paper form at your local council. Register to vote now at gov.uk/register to vote.
What the hell with Gabby Allen.
Mr. Later Williams, hello. Mate, can we just address that you did Strictly Come Dancing?
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair. But listen, Not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly. Won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got to it, I was like, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
Politics Uncensored.
They can't turn off your water because water is a human right. It's not like internet, which we can talk about.
Are you saying we should all stop paying?
I'm not saying we should all stop paying. I think no one should have to pay.
Their argument would be prices are going up. We need all this money because we have to invest in our aging Victoria infrastructure, which hasn't, there's been no new infrastructure built in sewage, whatever, since the Victorian era. How would you respond to that?
They're talking out of their backside. It's bullshit of the highest order.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
And guys, welcome now to Bag of Chips. Bag, how are you, darling?
Hello, Bobby. How are you, my darling?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. Gil, how are you?
Oh, I'm fab, I'm fab. Just putting the dinner on.
Oh, what you got for dinner?
Oh, I'm doing a chili con carne.
Oh, chili con. Are you much of a cook, Bag?
Oh, yeah. Well, I wasn't on MasterChef. I got fish on first. I left the poo in the prawns.
I'm not a fish eater, to be honest. Us gays ain't really, are we?
Oh, no, I'm not gay, dear.
Exclusive Daily Mail. They'll be writing an article as we speak. So, Berg, I want to ask you, babe, because obviously you was an icon in Series 1 when Drag Race come to UK. We've now had 6 in the UK and we're now waiting for 7 later in the year. How's life been for you since Series 1?
Oh, I feel like I've been doing it. Well, I've been doing drag for nearly 20 years, but since Drag Race, I feel like I've been doing it 100 years.
Which is mad because you're only 18.
I know. But, like I said, it's just like I'm sure when with you and when you were on your show, it just changes your life, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It, like, being on TV programmes, making a few bob.
Gail's got a rate, ain't she?
I know, it's just mad, you know what I mean? I'm just, people, you know, just, even the little things, you know what I mean? Because I've never wanted to be famous. I've always just wanted to, you know what I mean, to do what I love and get paid to do it. And just little things. I've just been speaking to Diane Parrish, you know, Denise.
We love a bit of Denise, Denise. Yeah, I've done her on the. I didn't do her on the red carpet at the NTAs, but I spoke to her.
Yeah, but I was just like, oh my, you know, because obviously it's the 40th anniversary, and I was like, oh my God, I'm literally sat on my sofa having a conversation with Denise on Instagram. I was like, oh, wow.
Isn't she a lovely girl, though?
Oh, she's lovely. She's so. She just, you know what I mean, always got time for me, you know what I mean? She's like, oh, are you watching it tonight? Who do you want, Ravi or Jack? And I was like,
Jack again. I saw him because I was interviewing on the red carpet at the NTAs, and I've always had a soft spot for the old Jack Brennan.
Oh, he's gorgeous.
He's a salt.
You know what I mean? I love an older man. At the moment, I'm obsessed with Kevin Costner, and gives me butterflies, you know what I mean? I want an older chap.
Fanny flutters.
Yeah, with a nice car, take me for dinner. That's all I want. Your own teeth and your own car, that's all I want.
Gives you a bit of knob throb, doesn't it, Bagger?
Oh!
Fanny flatters, because you're a girl.
Yeah, oh God, I'm frothing at the bit. Costa, I really am.
Now, Bag, I've got to ask you, babe, obviously, just because everyone that watched your series, which is The World in His Chihuahua, knows that you and the Viv had a really close friendship. Obviously, we've had the most devastating news this year. How are you post that? Because it's fucking just heartbreaking, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I was in the bingo at the time when, and then obviously our close friend phoned me while I was, you know what I mean? I was halfway through the link in the Mecca Bingo. And, yeah, and they phoned me before. They were like, we're putting a statement out in a few hours, her agent and stuff. And, I just felt like I'd been knocked over by a bus. You know what I mean? It's like, bloody, you know, oh, sorry about language. But, you know,
oh, no,
I mean?
We swear. Like, we're uncensored. So yeah. You fucking won't go.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, you know what I mean? It's just bloody horrible. And then I think I was numb for about a few days. You know what I mean? Don't it? You does it till you really like, till like a certain song comes on or a certain program comes on or, you know what I mean? And got the best send-off I've ever been to, you know what I mean? When I went to a funeral, absolutely gorgeous in Rhyl in Wales, beautiful hotel. And, it was everyone was there, and I had a little piss-up with her mother, you know what I mean? And I sent them up, I got the mum to bed, and, you know what I mean? Because I had to look after the Viv's mum. And,
it's what the Viv would want.
Yeah, and she just loved it. And Kim Woodburn was there, and Viv would have found that.
Of course she was.
She would have found it so camp. And I was sat next to Claire Sweeney, and it was, you know what I mean? It was just lovely. And we were just two bastards, me and Viv. You know what I mean? Two naughty little school kids. You know what I mean? We'd travelled. We only was in Australia about 5-6 months ago, so I'm very lucky to have had that time. And We just travelled the world together, and we'd always be late because they'd be like, where are they? And they'd know where we was. We'd be in the fag area having a ciggy.
Oh,
and so we'd be having a little fag, and we'd be like, right, we're ready now. And I was so lucky to be on that season with her. And we were just cut from the same cloth. We always said she's like a Scouse version of me, and I'm a Brummy version of her. So, we both had the same sense of humour, and we loved a bit of Westwood and a bit of shopping, and we got dirty sense of humour.
Yeah, you've got to have to be a drag queen, haven't you? But as we well know, babe, like, it ain't our first rodeos. When you work in TV, people come and go, but I think a lot of people that have carried on following your careers on social knew that you two had a special bond, because we all work with people that nicey when you're on a show together, but sometimes, like, you can take them or leave them. Some you wouldn't give the steam off your piss, do you know what I mean? But you two clearly were really good mates. And I think there's always something heartbreaking when it's someone young, do you know what I mean? And when you just don't see something coming. And I think you hit the nail on the head, like, I've lost, sadly, so many people now. The older we get, and again, I'm like you, I'm only 21. But I'm at a stage now where I'm losing so many people through various ways we won't go into. But it's just like, it's just fucking heartbreaking. Because you kind of, it's a wake-up call when you never realise they're gone. And I've got this thing where, and it probably sounds nuts, but I've had people that I've lost that close friends, I still sometimes send them a text message. And I know they're not going to read it, but I still send, or I send a voice note. I'll think of them and I'll send a voice note, and it breaks your heart when you don't get the two ticks on WhatsApp. It's just the one tick.
Oh, it's bloody horrible. Like, without, oh God, I don't mean to set me up. Like I said, I sent Vivian's message after as well, and it's a bit, ooh, you know what I mean? But like you said, I just had to keep thinking what she would think and stuff, and she'd be like, come on, girl, snap out of it, go and have it. When like I said, when I went to her funeral, I was saying to everyone, come on, let's get pissed. This is what, if she was here, that's what she'd be doing.
Oh, she'd be off her tits on the Jaeger.
Yeah, we would literally be the last one standing. We were very Patsy and Eddie. When we went to our hotel after the show, we'd be falling over, and We had to get wheelchairs when we were at Gatwick Airport. I came out of Gatwick Airport like bloody Elizabeth Taylor or the Queen Mother, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God. And like I said, she was just the dog's bollocks, you know what I mean? And she was very successful. She was on all these theatre productions. She was The Wicked Witch and Chitty Bang Bang and all that, loads of TV shows and all that. But she was just common as muck and down to earth, and she'd message me and just say, oh, fancy going for a Sunday dinner or something.
And, up the old Toby.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably the Ivy for us, love.
Well, of course, yeah, because you earned more money than us Essex lot did back in the day. But I'm so sorry to interrupt you mid-flow, pouring your heart out, but can I just get you to sit back or move the camera further, just so we can get a lovely little social of you? Sorry, darling.
Oh, God, I haven't got any drag on.
Oh, you don't need drag, baby. You're beautiful anyway. So you girls, you were Ivy girls, you were.
I got a screenshot.
I think we've got the same dentist, babe.
Oh yeah, from Turkey.
Ala Turkey. So you girls were like Ritz, Ivor. You weren't Toby girls, were you?
What, you know, well, don't get me wrong. Me and Viv, we do shows and we have a dirty Chinese. We have, oh, you know what I mean? We love a good chippy. We love, you know what I mean? We're not snobby, but we're like, you know what I mean? We're like, come on, girl, let's treat ourselves.
You've earned a couple of coins, like, you're a lad.
Yeah, no, we weren't going all the time, you know what I mean?
We'd be going,
but we were very, Scylla and Babs going to the Ivy, you know what I mean?
Like,
we're going to the Ivy with Biggins.
Yes, so, exactly that. Oh, and what would be your, and it's a really fucking hard question to answer to sum up one of your best mates, but what will be your one standout memory of the Viv?
Oh, just like I said, just a sense of humour, and we just enjoyed the same stuff. We literally love the soaps. We love the comedies, you know what I mean? Your gimme, your ab fabs. We enjoy, you know what I mean, impressions and stuff. Going down the bingo, going down the boozer, having a ciggy outside, having a proper knees up. And, just her stories as well. She always said, girl, I knew my mate's Cheyenne in Liverpool. She told me the once, she was like, oh, girl, I was sucking off this big drug dealer. And I looked at his knob and there was all shite over it. So I turned him round, sucked it off and was like, just a bit of dinner.
Because I've done a lot of jobs with, I was going to say a lot of jizz. I didn't do a lot of jizz with the Viv. Although, can I just say, when she was at home, it was assault, but I always saw him as a show. But the few occasions I did see him as him, he was a good-looking geezer. But we did a few jobs together. And
we were a couple of blokes. Me and Viv, we were a couple of blokes.
That's an exclusive. You ain't a geezer, are you, bagger?
A couple of lads on
tour. Fucking lads. They're shagging birds at Benidorm.
Yeah, that's what we like. A kebab, an ice pint, kebab, bit of corn at the end of the night. And, you can bleep that one out. But,
no, we don't bleep, Pat. We're uncensored here, babes.
Yeah, but like I said, we know how it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fair play to Queen Zoo. They like to look like... Viv looks $1 million, but we're cabaret girls. We know what it is. We're two blokes. We put the frock on it and get the handbag and get a bit of money. You know
but I just paper. Don't know if that's because we're as all of a similar age. I might be doing, like, I don't know. There's a year here, a year there. I don't know. But me, you and Viv, we're that kind of generation, like the shows you mentioned. Like, we're kind of that era. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think to me, especially like, And I'm not speaking for you, but I'm guessing it's similar because there ain't a million years between us. But that's what drag was. Like, the first time I saw drag, apart from the once or twice rarely on TV, which was often just straight blokes dressed up in a dress that he'd been up QS or wherever, just bought just a fucking old dress, you know what I mean? But still had hairy legs and a big... That's the drag I know. And then I remember going away when I was little... with mum and dad, we went to Grand Canal, went to the old Yumbo Centre. And again, that's what drag was. And then when Drag Race come out and I started seeing, like, the American drags, which were, like, I mean, I'm on the other bus, obviously, but these drags were just stunning. And I was like, that ain't the drag we know in England, but I kind of like a drag that is a geezer just in a fucking dress, do you know what I mean? I think it is very different. What's your thoughts as a drag queen? Is that offensive for me to say?
No, like I said, there's so many types of drag, you know what I mean? And my what I enjoy and what I do is I like, yeah, the rough and ready.
Yeah.
The British carry on camping, Lily Savage.
Yeah.
Telling dirty jokes on stage, singing a big spender. Don't get me wrong. Sometimes I treat myself to a nice frock, get my makeup done.
Yeah, of course.
If I'm going to win awards or something, I'm like, right, let's look $1 million. But yeah, I don't get in drag to look like a bird. Nine times out of ten, I like to look like a middle-aged woman off Corrie or something.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Exactly. Babe, thank you so much for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to speak to you, Bag. Again, so sorry for your loss. I know how close she was to the Viv. And Keep on shining, babe, because you're a star.
Thank you, my love. And you, big fat kiss.
Mwah. See you soon. Bye, babe.
Ta-ra.
Bye.
Fubar Radio. That Money Show with Gabriel Nussbaum on Fubar Radio.
I am joined now by Ricardo Mighty. He is the CEO of Mighty Labs.
I just think if you're going to get into crypto, you just can't think short term. If you're trying to, I don't know, like pay your bills next month and you think I'm going to invest in crypto this month and then I'm going to take the gains out and do something with, you just can't think like that because 99.9% of the time, the market doesn't work the way you want it to work. It works how it's going to work. The longer you have your investment in crypto, most likely the better it will do.
You're listening to Fubar Radio. Download our app now to listen to your favourite shows, such as Access All Areas, Politics Uncensored, and The Dating Show. You can also download and catch up on previous episodes of all Fubar shows, including our box sets. Plus, you can get in touch directly from within the app.
Just search for Fubar Radio on the Apple and Google app stores.
The Fubar Radio app. Get it today.
Get it today.
Is the sound of your mates alive? Is getting to more gigs this year and the next? Is the sound of saying, I got you, mate? Is the sound of mates enjoying even more of this? Is the sound of mates getting home instead of here? Click your seatbelt, because you're twice as likely to be killed or seriously injured if you don't think.
When you notice something wrong, it tends to grow and eventually take over, to the point you can't really think of anything else. If something in your body doesn't feel right, the thought it could be cancer can play on your mind. Tests could put your mind at rest. Finding out sooner is always better. Your NHS wants to see you. Contact your GP practice.
What the Health with Gabby Allen.
Mr. Later Williams, hello. Mate, can we just address that? You did Strictly Come Dancing.
I know, people were quite upset about that, to be fair. But listen, not the first musical theatre performer to be on Strictly. It won't be the last. I've never watched a full season from the start to the end. So when it actually got 2 hours, I was like, whoa, like there's so many different styles. I was like, oh, and Nikita, I love him, but he was really pushing me to be the best that I could be.
Politics Uncensored.
They can't turn off your water because water is a human right. It's not like internet, which we can talk about.
Are you saying
we
should all stop paying?
I'm not saying we should all stop paying. I think no one should have to pay.
Their argument would be prices are going up. We need all this money because we have to invest in our aging Victoria infrastructure, which hasn't, there's been no new infrastructure built in sewage, whatever, since the Victorian era. How would you respond to that?
They're talking out of their backside. It's bullshit of the highest order.
Grab your backstage passes and prepare to access all areas.
Welcome back to Access All Areas. I'm Bobby Norris and we are joined via Zoom by Nadia from The Apprentice. Nadia, how are you, darling?
Hello, my lovelies. I'm good. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Thank you for joining us. I know you've had a little nightmare today. What's happened? Someone's broke into the motor.
I don't even know what's going on, to be honest. I mean, I've come back from an event, think all happy, all buzzing to come and see you. And next second, someone's broke through the mortar window, stolen my laptop.
Oh.
And I'm just like, what is going on? Oh. It's so gutting, honestly. So I've had to join you via Zoom.
That's so
at least I'm here.
You're still here. Obviously, you was going to be in a studio, but completely would have been in your right to just cancel the interview, obviously having your motor broke in and the laptop stolen. So to even be here on Zoom, much appreciated, babes.
Yeah, Nadia,
thank
we
you,
salute
darling.
You.
I am here.
And you're looking very glamorous as well. We're loving the lip gloss.
Always. Get the face on. No one's ever going to stop the glam. Let's just be honest.
Exactly.
They can break in my car. They can do what they like, but I'm still here. I still show up.
Take that, criminals. So, babe, there's so
all
much.
All the criminals out there, you will not take my glam away.
Exactly. Or the lip gloss. So, babe, there's so much I want to ask you about The Apprentice, obviously, but from someone that did a decade straight run on a reality show and now 14 years into the industry, I want to ask you, because obviously we all love Apprentice. It's such a format that's still going 20 years strong. And I saw in the press you had done an interview or had spoke about being done. You felt you'd been a bit dirty done by the edit, by the BBC, like you feel like you wasn't perceived in like the right way. Can you tell me, because it's always, there's one thing reading an interview, but I want to hear what you have to say about that, the edit, the apprentice, and why you think that they've done you dirty.
Listen, so what you read and what actually happens and what you say are always two different things. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a really good chance for me to actually vouch on that. So, you know, absolutely was not done dirty by the BBC. You know, everything was fair. Everything was done, you know, correctly. You know, how it's been taken out of context was basically me going, I wish that we had seen more of the positive things during that episode, because there was so many great things that happened. But ultimately, you know, there is 18 candidates. There's only 1 hour episode. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you don't get an opportunity to see absolutely every single thing that goes on. No. So, you know, the You've Been Fired show after is always such a great opportunity to be able to talk about your experience, how you got on the show, like what you did. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like it was a fair, for sure, you know, firing. I did completely mess it up. I'm not going to lie. Those spuds got the better of me. It's safe to say that I'm definitely not going to be in the kitchen anytime soon cooking bangers of mash or vouching for it. No. I think I'll just stick to eating the food as opposed to cooking it.
But you exactly. went viral with the £1.50, didn't you? It was everywhere.
Girl, do you know what? Honestly, it was so funny. That £1.50 meme cracks me up. I've just had like, oh, Polly, like reach out to me being like, we are negotiating on clothes now. And everyone's like, we're going to do a Nadia. And I'm like, this is brilliant. I mean, the £1.50, let's just do it. If you don't ask, you don't get, you know?
Exactly that. So obviously, like you say, there's one thing people, when they read press articles and interviews, it's like when you send a text message, it can be said in so many ways, which is why I like a voice note, because I could say something here and when you hear my tone or whatever, you know what I'm saying. If it's written, it can sound a completely different thing. But you had spoke about your exit looking like it was being made to fit a specific narrative. What do you mean by that? Again, I just want to get your words on that. Why do you think it was a narrative that they needed to make it specific for your exit?
Ultimately, you know, when you get fired from the show, you've made a mistake or you've done something wrong or something along the journey has happened. And there's always different reasons to the failure of the task. And it's not necessarily just one thing. There's so many things that happen during that task, you know, in this scenario where the maths had gone wrong, where the corporate team had gone out and overpromised and underdelivered, or, you know, in this case where I had chosen the wrong dish. So, you know, when that decision is made, ultimately that episode is obviously going to be tailored around what that's going to look like and what the outcome is going to happen.
Yeah.
So, you know, like I said, I just wish that people had seen some of the positive things, because there were so many good things. Like we were in the kitchen, you know, we were having a right laugh. I was like, come on, guys, don't give up, you know, keep going. We're like, let's peel 900 spuds. Like, we've got this, you know, this is how we, and it was so motivational as, you know, as well. But ultimately, there is that 1 hour scene where you've got, you know, those 18 candidates. There's just not enough time to fit it in.
And to follow everyone's journey and story. And like people that know how TV's filmed, like especially a show like The Apprentice, they follow you from the minute you open your eyes to when you go to bed. So there's so much footage which has to be condensed. So they have to follow a narrative in terms of what the episode and a beginning, a middle and an end. So exactly. A lot will get cut out of episodes, and we'd love to see it all, but the show would be on for 6.5 years each series, you know what
and
I mean?
You only get 20 minutes to get ready, don't you? I can't get my head around that.
Honestly, Hayley, 20 minutes to get ready, you know, up in the morning, preparing everything. Like, the makeup is sprawled all over the sink. It's like foundation.
That's just my normal morning.
Literally, like running into the bedroom, throwing the clothes on, like, and then out the door, you're gone, and you've got your strut game on at 4 a.m. in the morning. You're like, right, I arrived.
Good to go. So, drama, obviously, because it all has to follow a narrative and a storyline per episode. I know we're only, what are we, 4 weeks into it? Episode four?
4 weeks in.
So, from then, 3 or 4 weeks, whilst obviously you were still there in the process. What drama have we not seen? Because we all know off camera, shit goes down on TV shows.
To be fair, nothing.
Oh, like, don't believe that,
come on,
Nadia.
Hang on, Nadia. Can I just say you weren't very well, were you, when you were on there? Didn't Lord Sugar give you a cough sweet or something?
I was a little bit unwell on episode 2. But, you know, he just gave me a throat lozenge. Like, oh, he was so
love
understanding.
That.
Like, give it, like, it was really, really sweet.
I'd rather him give me a grand.
Nothing stopped as a result, though. Like, everything carried on.
It was soldiered
like,
on.
A scene where I was a little bit ill. I had a bit of a cough. And, you know, it was a sweet moment when you give it. And, I mean, other than that, I mean, there was a bit of dancing going on in the night where, you know, we turn the music up and have a bit of a laugh. You know, just like as you would do. Like, you're cooking a bit of food and you
Who was dancing the most?
So it was all of us just having like a good dance off. There was loads of talented people in there this year. So obviously we had like a successful tennis player. We had people that are like really passionate about dancing. Obviously singing is my passion. So there was always like fun going on in the house after the task. And I think that's what gave us that kind of breakthrough because, you know, you didn't want to go home and just kind of feel like upset or, you know, just like knackered from the task. You go home and you do cook as a family. And that's what's really exciting is that you actually do go back to this house and it's like your family home where you can eat food together, like talk about...
Yeah, and lift each other up after probably sometimes a really shit day. What about people doing bits? Anky Panky going down on the DL. Who was doing bits?
Go on, Bobby, go in there.
I know, no Hanky Panky.
No, dear.
I think I read differently.
I don't believe it, dear. I speak to you lot every single year and I know the shit goes down in the ass.
No. Well, from my end, I know nothing.
Oh, I love it.
We tried.
We tried.
You can try, guys.
No judging here. I just always love the little bit of goss.
Yeah.
Because I think regardless
of... Having said that, over the years, there has been some successful love
stories. Yeah, we've had marriages.
From The Apprentice.
Yeah.
So there's people that have got married, half-breeds.
Yeah.
And obviously her partner. So, you know, it could turn into bloody Love Island.
Yeah, but it's not all just someone giving someone round the bins. Do you know what I mean?
I feel like I'd take it so personally if I was in the boardroom and they're like, you are this and you're that. I feel like, don't come near me afterwards because how dare you throw me under the bus.
But it's that kind of passion. I think sometimes that sets people off.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh, I'd just be crying. Bobby's like, yeah, I love it.
Well, no, I've just heard they say, excuse my language, no, they go, fuck off on it. That's what they say sometimes.
I mean, you know what? Like, you go in that boardroom and you think, like, it's all business, isn't it? And the separation of the business to the personal is always an interesting one. And, like, it's something that not many people can do. Like, they generally do just go, like, I've taken this so personal. This is so hard.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, for me, I was just like, that's business. This is personal. And that's that, you know? What can you do? You're in this process to win at the end of the day. You're seeing the gold and you're thinking, how can I actually make this happen?
And what about social media? How have you found that? Because that can be a little bit of a wild beast.
I mean, social media to me, I'm not going to lie, considering the industry I'm in, I should have started growing my social media a long time ago. But I'm from the generation of millennial, and I'm not going to lie, I sometimes can't even turn my Instagram on, let alone understand how to post an Instagram, how to actually... So TikTok and Instagram were relatively kind of new for me, which is crazy because I should have been well into it. So I only had like 200 followers before starting. And then like, it's obviously grown rapidly because I finally got myself into it and finally thought, do you know what? Just put yourself out there, girl, do it. But that has been a really interesting one for me. I'm not going to lie. There's been a lot of positive stuff. There's also been some negative stuff, but it's how the cookie crumbles, isn't it? It's like, you know, you don't go into this expecting everybody to love you. I am like Marmite. I know that anyway.
Oh, we all are, darling. Let's talk to
you know what I mean? I don't want to be like everybody else. I want to be different. Like, I like the qualities I have about myself. So I'm just like, bring it on, you know, it's brilliant.
Yeah.
But I do find that they loved me on, they didn't like me on episode 1, they loved me on episode 2, they loved me even more on episode 3 than they didn't like me on episode 4. But now as the week's gone on, they're starting to like me again. So
you're an icon though, Nadia. Everyone else is a bit boring for me, but you're so sassy. I'm like, yes, queen.
I am a diva. I'm not going to
lie. We love a diva, don't we, Bobby?
We absolutely do. So you say, like, especially the last week, so I'm guessing since you've left, what's the trolling been like? Talk to me about the trolls, because Apprentice is a huge show. It's BBC. It's watched by millions. And I love social media, so I'm never here to bash it, but I always raise a little bit of awareness and go, there is a bit of a dark side. There's an underbelly to social media. And people, they'd never come up to you in the street and say, well, sometimes they do, but that's another story. But 9 times out of 10, they're brave on a keyboard or behind their device. What have you had in terms of trolls?
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of keyboard warriors out there. Mm-hmm. It's just mental. Like, you think sometimes they really take the time as well. They've gone into this whole, like, essay about how you should have done things and how you should have, you know, thought about things different, or, like, their strong opinions on you. And you just think, all right, chill out. Chill out, hun. Like, you know, I am on a BBC show, you know, like, ultimately, it's like, have you been on the show? Do you know what's going on? Do you know what those experiences or those things? So it has been really interesting. But, you know, 9 times out of 10, you click on the profiles and a lot of them don't even have any following or anything. They just, like, seem to be like bots, or I don't know who they are. Like, are they companies that are created to, like, purposely go out there and talk negatively towards people? I'm not quite sure how it works. It's all new for me as well, but it is funny. And, you know, I'm on Reddit as well, and that's really, really good, because you do get to, like, talk. There's a lot more realist comments on there where you can respond back and say, oh, this is why I did this, so people kind of understand it more. I'm finding with the TikToks and the Instagrams, that's where it's become a bit, like, one person jumps on it and then, like, 100 people jump on it just because there's one negative comment. But I do find as soon as you get good ones, everybody floods in with,
like,
a good
domino effect
as well.
Yeah.
And what sort of things do you see? Like, what's their go? Mine's always my sexuality. Like, which I'm never, you control me forever and a day. I'm not going to wake up with a wife too much. You know what I mean? So you're wasting your time and life trolling me because I like geezers. And that's the only thing they control me for, or years where I filled my face full of Botox and filler, but kind of make them right a little bit. Anyway, what did you get in terms of, what's their go-to? Do you kind of have one or two things that you just see, like, fucking bore me later?
So I've had Dictator. I'm the Dictator. I've had the lips. What's going on with the lips? Like, has she filled the face with Botox?
Oh, we could be twins.
I've had the resting bitch face is another one. Like, look at the resting bitch face. Like, why is she so angry? Like, she doesn't listen. She's bothering
your eyes.
I know, and I'm like, guys, you do not know me. Like,
no.
I am the most.
Because I've known you for years, Nadia. And you are, like, you are the most bubbliest, lovely, warm person whenever I've come into your salon. So, I mean, you did come over, like, more sassy on The Apprentice, but I've got to say, in real life, you know, you're just a real charm to be around.
Yeah, so, you know, you do get it, but at the end of the day, that's all they get to see is those moments, isn't it? And that's why I said, you know, that You've Been Fired show, thank God it exists, because you are able to go on there as your human self and talk about yourself and bring your personality across. And everybody gets to see that. And then, you know, people that do know me are like, was that Nadia? Like, babe, that isn't you. Like, what's going on?
Yeah, like, it is, babes. It is,
like, me. Yes, it is. You should see me on the time of the month.
On that note, we've got a cold time on the interview. Nadia, I want to thank you so much for opening up and coming on Access All Areas, especially because you've had your motor broken into by some horrible thief. So thank you for joining us by Zoom after a shitter of a day. And it's been a pleasure to speak with you, babes.
Oh, we love
thank
you, Nadia.
Take care. Bye.
Hayley, thank you so much for being my guest co-host this week.
Do you know what, Bobby? I could talk to you all day, all night. We'd have live chats, wouldn't we?
We have the best chats. Have you enjoyed it?
Do you know what? I come here because you're like my medicine.
Oh, love
that.
Yeah,
I feel amazing when I leave because I'm like, oh.
I love that. So whenever Elle goes back to my island again, because I think it's her sister's, I always get confused, is it communion?
Oh, something like that.
Something like that.
Shout out to Ellen.
Over in Ireland. So thank you for keeping her seat warm.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome.
Leo's forever.
Leo's forever. Team Leo's. It's been a nice little show there. We've got drag queen to apprentice.
Do you know what? What more do you want in an hour from
us? Told you all about Epping Forest.
Do you know what? It's been very educational.
You've told me about the New Forest.
I have.
I've got to go because that's where Chute and Glen is, and I love Chute and Glen. Not Bean, but I follow him on social.
And Chute and Glen is beautiful, and it's got a little tree house, and it's, oh, you need to go there.
I've got to go, Chute. And right, guys, we're going to book our holidays. Thank you for tuning in. Always a pleasure to have you with us. I will be back next week, so tune in next Wednesday, 6 p.m. Access All Areas, live on Foodbar Radio. Ta-da.
Bye.
Foodbar Radio.